Let us stand and sing together. The trumpets sound, the angels sing, number 531.
Is ready to begin. The feast is ready to begin. Tables are laden with good things. Oh, taste the peace of joy he brings. He'll fill you up with love divine. He'll turn your water into wine. Sing with thankfulness songs of pure delight. Come and revel in heaven's love and light. Take your place at the table of the King. The feast is ready to begin. The feast is ready to begin. The hungry heart he satisfies, offers the poor his paradise. Now hear all heaven and earth applaud the amazing goodness of the Lord. Sing with thankfulness songs of pure delight. Come and revel in heaven's love and light. Take your place at the table of the King. The feast is ready to begin. The feast is ready to begin.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's Word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor, we're so thankful you're here today. I just want to let you know that Otto Gutnick, brother of Larry, passed away early Friday morning. Funeral arrangements are pending with Dallin Hankey Funeral Chapel in Winthrop. So we pray for the Gutnick family. I also need to draw your attention to the announcement about going to the basement after worship. That is for anyone who likes the feeling of having things organized, dusted off, and tidy. If there was a way to bottle it, I would. But you can achieve it today just by coming down after you get a refreshment. So think that through while we worship. And then tomorrow night, thanks to Alyssa Doring, we are going to talk about just some more ways to organize our space here so that all our missions get the attention they need. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Benevolent God, you are the source, the guide, and the goal of our lives. Teach us to love what is worth loving, to reject what is offensive to you, and to treasure what is precious in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated. The yellow card in your bulletin is a chance for you to take notes on the scriptures you're about to hear.
Our first reading is from the book of Hosea, chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me to the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboiim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. Here ends the reading. Please join me in reading parts of Psalm 107 responsively. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble, and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. For he satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things. Let those who are wise give heed to these things and consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Our second reading is from the third chapter of Colossians, verses 1 to 11. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly. Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free, but Christ is all and in all. Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who made me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord. We say,
praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. So in the summer, we're having a chance to participate. If you feel guided by the Holy Spirit to speak, you can raise your yellow card or just hand it to me and I'll read it for you. Maybe the readings today prompted your interest in hearing more about certain stories. Oh, Becky's got one. Thank you, Becky. Also, I take jokes. Of course, I curate them very carefully. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to get to that. Yeah. Alrighty. Can't wait till Bible study starts up again in September. It's going to be good. Alright, first things first, I got to ask Mackenzie to give me the 10-minute mark. Dan's having breakfast with an old friend this morning, so he can't do the job for me. I'm going to miss him. I have a joke about a guy who walks into a restaurant where the special of the day is beef tongue. He tells the waitress, "I don't want anything that came out of an animal's mouth. I'll have two eggs." That was really on the line. That was on the line. Writer John Nelson asks the question about money. How do I reconcile my net income with my gross habits? I get that. All right, last but not least, because we are going to talk about the point of this whole sermon, is that Jesus takes ownership of everything that belongs to God and then some. I've started investing in stocks. First chicken, then beef, then vegetable. I know. Despite the potential risks, I believe one day I will be a billionaire. I know. Now you're wishing, why didn't she just go with Becky's question? So Becky's question is about Hosea, and we have been reading Hosea for a couple of weeks now. This is this tender passage about how God's heart is churning with longing for this original relationship that God and Israel had, a relationship like a parent has with a child, right? You know, where, oh, it's so tender and sweet, and especially before the child is mobile, you know, oh, there's so much control. I can really enjoy this baby because I can kind of control it, even though it's really controlling me with its lovability. So, yes, Becky's asking, is Hosea talking about the exodus from Egypt with Moses? And did this take place before or after the exodus? After, but purposely echoing the events of Exodus. So Hosea is really like the un-Exodus. You remember how Moses led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt out into the desert, wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Then right when he died, Joshua took over and brought everyone into the promised land, and it was established, and then there was this mighty kingdom, and everything was so glorious, majestic, and wonderful, and then it wasn't. And that's the time Hosea is living in, where all that majestic glory and wealth and splendor of this kingdom was really built on the backs of infidelity to God, collusion with enemies, and now the day of reckoning has come. So what's going to happen is the Assyrians are going to come from the north down and push everybody into exile back into Egypt. So it's like deja vu, but not the kind you want. And Israel's going to lose all that splendor and majesty and glory and wealth. And God is saying, there's going to come a day when I'm going to restore you again. A new exodus. So the way we interpret that new exodus is that there's going to be a new Moses. And for us, that new Moses is Jesus. I want to just take a minute to highlight again that incarnate experience of Hosea, because he was asked to marry the temple prostitute and have children with her as a way of highlighting God's power over any infidelity that Israel was committing, okay? Because Israel really believed if I fulfill the cultic practices of the temple prostitutes, my crops will grow, my livestock will prosper. And God is saying, I am the source of all abundance. And it's an incarnate in-person gift from me. The reason I want to highlight that now is because you know that our entire faith is built upon the foundation of the incarnate Word made flesh, Jesus being the Son of Mary. Also, this relationship that's so tender and brokenhearted because of the infidelity of Israel is so just heart-wrenching for God. The Hebrew word is literally churning. My heart churns for this child who has turned his back on me. I could never punish this child the way that I've punished others who were not my chosen people, like Admah and Zeboim. I can't treat them that way. This is my own child, right? So I want to give you I'm not breaking any confidences here. These are general trade secrets, not just mine personally. But in general, when someone comes to me for spiritual direction, the top three questions that I'm asked, number one, is how can I feel closer to God? That makes sense, right? I think that's why we all got out of bed this morning to come here. Number two, this is mostly in the early 2000s. Someone would walk up to my door with their teenager and say, here's my teen. I'll be back in an hour. Fix them. that's definitely not in the job description, y'all. But that same, it has that same feeling of a churning heart. My teenager is in need. What can you do? How can my teenager feel closer to God? And then, believe it or not, the third heart-churning question most often is, tell my family member to divide the inheritance with me. The northern kingdom of Israel has been separated from the southern kingdom of Judah, but they are brothers. They are kin, and their division continues really to this day, but we read about it throughout the New Testament. God's number one heart-churning question is, how could I ever give you up? It's just not in God's nature. God can't give up. God cannot unlove you. God cannot stop loving you. You cannot earn God's love. You cannot unearn God's love. From my office window over here, I can look out over the Tri-Valley Playground. And there's a fence, so I don't know if you've seen it from, anybody seen it from the parking lot? Yeah, Linda, you know that there's a play structure, right? This week, I was just looking out the window and observing these little 4 or 5-year-olds because the trash truck had just pulled in, so they all clambered up to watch. You know, heavy machinery is enthralling, isn't it? And they all wanted to see that trash truck empty that dumpster, right? Then they all had to go down the slide, and suddenly there's a shoe flying in the air. A teacher grabs it and reunites it with its foot. Then she takes out the wand of magic bubbles, and she's making these huge bubbles, and the kids are chasing them all around and having a good time, you know. And still I'm watching. And then it's time for them to walk in single file in a very nice line, and I know they're going to go to lunch. It's a homemade lunch made in the basement right here. And then I know after that lunch they each get a mat and they get to lie down and take a little rest, right? Okay. And in that moment I know that there is no possession on earth to be more highly treasured than that moment of vitality and innocence, of getting to just soak in what these children are experiencing in just a few moments. How could I ever put a price tag on that? Of course, I know we do. We have a budget because we need to keep our kitchen up, and we have this relationship with Tri-Valley. And of course, as a community, we guard our children, don't we? And that does exact a price. It costs to be rich towards God. God gives us abundance, sometimes in possessions, but also the original abundance is just life. I'd like to just highlight the dance part of abundance. And yes, in a few minutes, we are going to take those noisemakers out again. Connie, thank you for being head usher today. She's going to help make that happen. So we can have a little dance time. Sean, you ready? Yeah. He's going to be ready. What instructions do you give your soul when you are counting the cost of life, of vitality, of innocence, of what it means to have a heart churning for our children? Is it eat, drink, and be merry? Sure, I like that. I do. I like to store up things because, you know, my refrigerator has some food in it. Yeah. I I like to think about the parable Jesus tells a little bit in relationship to the stock market. So, Souders, do you have any stocks? Avery, Keegan, you guys, maybe not. Yeah. No, I got anything in the stock market? I don't know if you learn about that yet. Might be too young. Okay, so in the stock market, you know, you have a little ownership of a company. If the company makes money, you make money, right? If the company loses money, you lose money. Or if the company dissolves, well, then you lose all your money. And there's a thing called a bull market where your stock goes up and you have more money. And what is it when it comes down? Bear market, when stocks are falling. We are fallen. We have really in ourselves no stock of ourselves, do we? Who is the one who gives us everything, provides everything, and wants us to live a life of abundance? It's not a bull, it's not a bear, it's a lamb. And it's the lamb who provides his life. There on the cross, Jesus is sacrificed for the sins of the world, sins that don't belong to him. And that's just the tricky thing about it, is that God takes ownership of everything that belongs to God. That means all of creation, you and me, all the children in the playground, right? But then, because of that abundant heart of generosity, God takes ownership of our sin and takes it to the place of death, where death dies, so that we never have to worry about that. We commend to God everything we've inherited from our families, right? All our hopes and dreams, all our resources. We trust that God is going to make of them what God needs of them. And that God will indeed bring us back from our Egypts, release us from our exiles and our enslavement. And, of course, provide for us in a community where we are given this great gift of belonging to one another and to a God who's, we're gonna praise God in a few minutes with our abundance. That'll be the final word of this sermon. Yeah, so I think that's Beckett. He's ready. I mean, Cameron's been ready to sing all morning, unless she fell asleep. Teresa. Okay. Okay. So Teresa says, Grandma Jean came to me in a dream. She said, when do you pray? Teresa said, anytime. She said, no, pray at 6, 5, and 1. All right. Thank you, because we already had this conversation, so I had good warning, right? So Grandma Jean is your mother-in-law, right, who just recently died, and she was recently buried in the columbarium. You're very close. Again, I know she's a woman of faith, and her, you know, she and Corey, couple of faith. So I don't know if 6, 5, and 1 is the time of day. Maybe, right? I do know that dreams, right, are extremely important for the work of God's guidance. That may not be apparent, like, in the moment. I don't know how long it took Joseph to wake up and think, we better pack and get out of Bethlehem after the warning when Jesus was born in the manger. So the reflection that I do in my dreams is I write them down and I go back and reread them. Not often, because a lot of times they're doozies. That sounds like a doozy, but even more worthwhile to go back and reread, and maybe even start a conversation with other dreamers, too. Anybody else have dreams you want to talk about? I mean, you can also just look up Jungian dream research. I got all kinds of big ideas about that. Marion Woodman has a great podcast about it. The other place is to go into the Psalms and look for connections with dreams, prayer, and numbers. I'm not a numerology student, but I have friends who are. And they will give you an answer of what 6-5. Anybody here a numerology student? No, I mean, there are so many symbols, especially in the book of Revelation, right? 40 days, 40 nights. Becky talked about that one. When the letters 666 go together, when the letters 777 go together, right? When someone's in the tomb for 3 days, right? So, Teresa, I'm sorry, I don't think that's like an answer. I think it's a great beginning of a conversation about the role of dreams in Scripture, the connections that we have from this shore to the next, how our loved ones who have died have crossed a threshold that is really not that far away. They are not far at all. Chris? Oh, okay. Thanks, Sean. Oh, I don't know. It's very timely. Okay, Mackenzie, we're going way over time today. One person won $1.1 billion in the lottery. Is that a blessing or a curse? Would or should? Already I'm interested. When a question starts with would or should, I have to stop right there for a minute. Would or should a church accept a donation earned from gambling money? Chris, you have to remember I am from the state of Kentucky. So, if all belongs to and comes from God, does that include ill-gotten gains? Oh, we need Bible study to resume, don't we? If you have ever been to Churchill Downs, yeah, food for thought. Let's think that one over and chew on it a little bit. When it comes to what reaches our hands, and then to what do our hands then send forward? Right? So I think there are moments when I have to ask, can I control what is put into my hands? Maybe. Can I grab it? Or can I control what someone receives from my hands? Can I make you accept my gift? I got some podcasts on that, but we can read the passage that Jesus has the parable about the servant with the unrighteous. Make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous manna, so they'll welcome you into the heavenly places. The shrewd steward. Thank you, John. Who goes ahead when his master's going to fire him, and he tells all the clients, just go ahead and reduce your bill by a certain percent. And Jesus commends him for that. Those are some ill-gotten gains right there. Wow. Y'all, there's more, too. There's more. I've heard three times this week about the news from Diana Butler Bass, who is a colleague in my generation, who published a sermon about a new discovery in the translation of the relationship between Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, who we just read a couple weeks ago. Heather is some misinformation in the translation about how to identify Mary and Martha as sisters. Where's Don Petrick? Is he here? No, he's not here today. Don's got to be here for that conversation, so we're going to wait on that. All right. Let's stand. Let's stand and sing, "Accept, O Lord, the gifts we bring."
Accept, O Lord, the gifts we bring to place upon your table. We do not worship as we ought, but only as we're able. The vines were planted, seeds were sown, they grew in your good pleasure. What once was common daily food becomes a holy treasure. Our hopes and dreams, our toils and cares, we lift in prayer before you. Lord, by your grace, now come to us as humbly we adore you.
We affirm our faith in God with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Rejoicing in the works of your hands, we pray for the natural world. Make rivers and lakes, oceans and all waterways sparkle with your radiance. Protect water sources and strengthen those who defend them. Merciful God, receive our prayer. For all those serving in the armed forces of our nation and for our enemies, we commend to your continual care those serving on active duty, especially Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Broughton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Especially, we celebrate the birth of Chase Thomas Marble. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all those on hospice care, especially Deb, Gary, and Marlis, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including our personnel team, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For those who have died, especially remembering Otto Gutknecht and Helen Blewett, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated while the ushers are going to pass the plates, and then they're going to pass the noisemakers. We'll sing in just about a minute, Peg. Is that okay? Thanks. If you'd like to bring your offering to Christ, well, please do so now. Yeah, oh, you're going to get one. Yeah. Help us out. I don't know. Okay. I know this row needs many. Oh. Will you put the word dance in the word abundance? Stick. Let's trade. Hit that on there, yeah. This can do and soft, loud and soft. Uh-huh. So do you want to collect while we're singing?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to do two. Okay, Peg. We're going to stand. We're going to stand and collect and sing.
We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching, marching, we are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are dancing 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 in the light of God. We are dancing, dancing, we are dancing, oh, we are dancing in the light of God. We are dancing, dancing, we are dancing, oh, we are dancing in the light of God. We are praying in the light of God, we are praying in the light of God. We are praying in the light of God. We are praying in the light of God. We are praying, praying, we are praying. Oh, we are praying in the light of God. We are praying, praying, we are praying. Oh, we are praying in the light of God. We are singing 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 in the light of God. We are singing, singing, we are singing. Oh, we are singing in the light of God. We are singing, singing, we are singing. Singing in the light of God.
God of abundance,
you have set before us a plentiful harvest.
As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field, and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and deliver us from our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Just a reminder, if you are going to have a refreshment and then go down to the basement, you're looking for Sherry O'Donnell to be your leader. Okay. The God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you, comfort you, and show you the path of life this day and always. Amen.
Amen. God of grace and God of glory, on your people pour your power. Crown your ancient church's story, bring each part to a glorious flow. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the facing of this hour. Christ assail his ways. From the fears that long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the living of these days, for the living of these days. Cure your children's warring madness, bend our pride to your control. Shame our wanton selfish gladness, rich in things and poor in soul. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, lest we miss your kingdom's goal. Yes, we miss your kingdom's goal. Save us from
in peace, love your neighbor. Thanks be to God.